The City of Santa Fe's Office of Economic Development presents Open for Business, a podcast dedicated to supporting local entrepreneurs and small businesses. Hosted by Johanna Nelson, Director of the Office of Economic Development, and Eric Renz Whitmore, Economic Development Specialist, this series highlights resources, events, and opportunities that foster growth and success in the Santa Fe business community. In this episode, Johanna and Eric report from the OED Small Business Finance Fair at the DoubleTree Hilton. The event provided a valuable platform for small business owners to explore small business financing options. Listeners interested in learning more about the resources discussed can email the Office of Economic Development at contactoed@santafenm.gov. Stay tuned for an insightful conversation about empowering Santa Fe's business community. Good morning and welcome to Open for Business. We're visiting with Johanna and Eric today. And, speaking of Open for Business, Eric, tell our listening audience who's just tuning in maybe for the first time, what is Open for Business?
Oh boy, great question. It's sort of an umbrella or the way we describe a number of different activities the Office of Economic Development is doing to get out into community, to engage with businesses and entrepreneurs in a more sort of friendly way to reduce the obstacles that folks often have about approaching what they might seem like a big bank or some other institution, and they don't necessarily feel like they know the right question to ask. So some of the different programs or different activities we've got going on under that is we're actually sitting here at the very beginning of a small business finance fair. We'll be doing a few of those every year. There's another one that we've talked about previously, which is called Business 101, and that's helping people get their business licensed in Santa Fe, but also knowing the different steps that folks need to take before that. So many different important questions before you actually get your business license and are ready to operate. We also have office hours. We've got those happening the first and the fourth Monday of every month. I think we're skipping December with the holiday season and all that. But and then there's also, I'm spacing on like one or two things. Coffee and Collab is an opportunity where we talk primarily with businesses and organizations that are really committed to helping grow the business scene here in Santa Fe. And am I forgetting one?
The only other one that I would mention is we do a lot of industry-specific meetups to provide that platform so people can make the connections. We have one coming up for the outdoor recreation industry.
Right.
And that will be next week. And really, it's about what Eric's talking about, to provide that space where people can not only network with each other in the same industry, but they can connect to the resources that they need to get help.
Fabulous. Well, I know you also go out into the community talking about Open for Business, and you spotlight businesses in our community, and you just spotlighted one of the small businesses we have in our community in a recent newsletter.
Yes. Yeah. Every month we highlight a business that is somewhat fairly new and go out and talk to them. We hear a lot from community members that they learn mm-hmm. better when they hear directly from the business owners, and they can hear their challenges, what worked for them. And so this is a chance for us to meet business owners and really hear from them, their words, mm-hmm. from their words, what was successful for them. So we had a chance to meet with Adam Griego.
Awesome.
And he runs Adams Automotive, and he has been in business for a few months. He is an amazing guy, just just character, personality. And we met with him, and he's got such an incredible story personally that he has really infused into his business. So he is all about giving back, working with, he's got an opportunity coming up to work with YouthWorks. He teaches at Santa Fe Community College, and he's really about how can we get trained the next generation in automotive and engine mm-hmm. repair. And he's got this business that's located in the Siler Rufina area, the neighborhood, and I would encourage anybody that right. has any issues with autos or cars to go meet with him and go take their car there.
Adam Griego at Adams Automotive.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, you know that. Nowadays, I mean, vehicles have the mm-hmm. whole computer system in there. So, you know, people have to learn all about not only the mechanical stuff, but all that computer stuff. So tip of the hat to Adams Automotive for what
exactly.
they do. Fabulous. Well, you know, to put things into context, yesterday, so this is being broadcast on a Wednesday morning. Yesterday, Tuesday, we're recording now, as you mentioned, is the Small Business Finance Fair. And this is a really good opportunity for small businesses to come get connected to lenders. Can you talk a little bit about what this Business Finance Fair is and give an example of who's here today that's going to be able to help people?
Sure thing. So let's see. So there's well over a dozen different lenders and other organizations that provide funding in different forms. A lot of those are banks and credit unions, but we've also got State Economic Development is here, and they've got a few different grant programs as well. Regional Development Corporation, we work with them a lot. They have a couple of grant programs that are available for businesses in our region. And I think one of the things that this environment does versus something else, it's not exactly speed dating. We haven't set it up in that way. But if you're getting into a loan, you're getting into some other kind of investment, that's a relationship, right? So you want to kind of get a sense of who you're talking to. You know, am I going to be comfortable working with these folks or maybe more comfortable with somebody else? Sure, there's the details and the numbers, and those are really important. But you're setting up a relationship you might be with for 5 or more years.
Right.
So getting a sense of who different folks are is something that's really, really important. And I think one of the values that doing this on-site together is a really good value. Anything else? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, it's beautiful that you have everybody in one room. I love the phrase speed dating because you get everybody's contact information. But there are not every lender is the same, and there are nuances, and there are, you know, each lender is looking for something very specific. So rather than having to spend days meeting with all of these lenders, Johanna, you and Eric brought them all together one place today.
Exactly. Yeah. And we want our businesses to feel empowered to shop their idea around and to find that good fit.
Right.
And on the flip, our financial organizations, they're out in the community. They mm-hmm. want to support our businesses, and they have just as similar challenges to find those good projects that are within their portfolio or their focus areas.
Right.
So this is really about an essential thing that we do is providing the space to make the connections happen. So
this is great, and I'm glad that you're having this. And again, the Santa Fe Small Business Finance Fair. You plan on having more, you said, in the future, which is a really good thing because you're just hearing about this for the first time. You want to make plans to come to the next one for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a great opportunity to just get a sense of the environment that we live in and some of the potential partners. And there's so many great folks in this room. You should just come by anyway.
And I'd love to add that something coming up to be aware of in the new year is that we will have more of these that have specific focus areas. We are working with an organization to help us have finance fairs just for the film and digital media industry, for
right.
example. We know that field doesn't always use traditional mm-hmm.
right.
financing.
Right.
So we're going to help make some connections there. And then also we'll be hosting a finance fair that is focused on equity investment. So we'll take a deep dive into what do you need to do or how do you explore the world of equity investment
right.
that's
right.
different than getting a loan or a grant. And we'll have our great partners that are involved in making investments to provide not only education, but you can start putting faces to names of the great partners we have.
I'm glad you explained that, Johanna, because there is a difference between not only lenders, but also the type of lenders
And, you know, you may have some traditional banking relationships, or you may have some credit unions that have access, an opportunity for small businesses. But then you branch out beyond that, the private equity side of things, where you have mm-hmm. private investors, and you know, what are they looking at? And so being able to have those discussions coming up, really looking forward to that, especially in people's vertical space or in the industries that you talked about, because yes, the film and digital media industry, completely different than the restaurant industry.
Right.
But so I'm glad that you guys are having these very specific, looks like surgeon likes, you know, precision, and connecting businesses and lenders together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really well thought out.
Well, and I think the other thing that I'll just mention is, you know, whether you meet us or see us at our office hours, that's what I was missing. Maybe I mentioned it. But whether it's office hours or the event that we're doing here, we love to get feedback.
Right.
So what is the thing that was missing? Who would you like to hear from? Because the chances are, if somebody's got that question on their minds,
right,
a bunch of other people have that same question. So if we can put that information in front of multiple businesses, it's just helpful for everyone.
If people want to get contact with you to find out like what may have transpired, obviously, let's repeat that one email address one more time that we want people to be able to call.
The easiest way, I was looking through some other links, and I'm like, I can't get this link across in a way that anybody's going to be able to jot it down. But the easiest way is contactoed@santafenm.gov, and I'll just spell it out. It's all one word, contactoed@santafenm.org. Do I need to say that more clearly? Sometimes my former New Yorkness comes out, and I'm like, am I speaking too fast?
No, that was perfect. So make sure and contact them today, folks, if you have any follow-up questions as to what's happening at this finance fair. Now I know there's I read your newsletter. I was exhausted reading everywhere you were last month, and you're out in the community a lot, and you're doing a lot of great things, which means you have a lot of events that you guys attend and a lot of events that are coming up. Do we want to get into maybe some of those, highlight some of those?
Yeah, totally. One thing that's happening tonight when this is broadcast is we're big fans of the idea of responsible entrepreneurship, and there's a program that University of New Mexico's Anderson School, they have this Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship, and they've been working with Creative Santa Fe to do this thing that's called the Beyond Profit Series, where they've either got guests or they've got discussions that are about how are businesses kind of responding to the landscape we have today, where folks, frankly, in the jobs that they do, the investments and the work that they want to do themselves are doing something more meaningful. You know, they're addressing big needs. They're making the environment more healthy. So tonight they've got the kickoff of the current season, season 3 of the event series, but it's actually the second cohort. And what we're going to do is we'll hear from over a dozen different entrepreneurs that have got new ventures that are part of the program. And I've heard from a few of these. I think this will be really not just exciting, but inspiring to folks. And that takes place over at Container Gallery. I haven't been there in a little while, so I want to get back to it. And that runs from 5 to 8 p.m. It's put together by Creative Santa Fe, but working with UNM Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship and us with the Office of Economic Development.
Great. Fabulous. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be fun. I'm just going to run through a few other things and ask for any additional comment. Espanola Valley has a college career fair that's taking place December 9th. So I know not everyone, you know, both lives and works in Santa Fe, but we really need the region, or we want to be part of a thriving region. So Espanola Valley is something, it really, there's a lot of great work that's happening there. Making sure that people are aware of the jobs and the opportunities that are there is really important. That runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's see. In addition to that, we talked about sort of some industry focuses. On December 10th, we've got that AI salon. It's called El Salon. It's basically a community conversation with a few different folks from the community, sharing their perspectives on what is AI doing, where are the opportunities, and maybe some of the threats, some of the things that we need to be concerned about or thinking about. And that's on December 10th. That'll be at Boxcar from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The following morning, we've been doing a kind of a coffee series with the Human Rights Alliance of Santa Fe. That's been going really well monthly, I don't know, for several months. Boy, it feels like we're December. I think it's gone all year. So on the 11th from 8:30 to 10 a.m., they'll be at the Community Convention Center. And they've got, it's featuring the leader from Small Business Development Center, headquartered at Santa Fe Community College. But she'll be on hand to talk a little bit about what they do and some of the services that they offer. It's a nice opportunity, not just for businesses to learn more about SBDC, but to really talk about some of the other issues about how do we make this a welcoming community that really supports all different kinds of entrepreneurs. I'm wondering if Juana can chime in a little bit on this. The next big event, there's a lot of events that week.
Right.
is December 12th, and that's that outdoor recreation meetup that we mentioned. That runs from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. That's going to be over at Genevieve Chavez Community Center. And I'm not sure if there's anything else that we want to add to that. It's an opportunity for businesses to kind of be aware of other businesses in the space. Outdoor recreation can mean a lot of different things, but it's an arena where the state has invested a fair amount of time and attention and some cash to help those businesses grow. And we know that Santa Fe and our region are really, you know, it's one of the, I don't know, jewels are one of the different assets that we have as a community. Folks, when they're coming to Santa Fe, when they're spending, when they're living and working in Santa Fe, the idea that there are these bike trails, that there's all this hiking that's around Santa Fe, ski area just opened this last weekend a little earlier than usual, which is fantastic. They've got a new ski lift. So there's so many things that are happening in the outdoor rec arena. We want the small businesses that are in Santa Fe to be able to take advantage of that and to make sure that they're aware of each other and that the wider public's aware of them. I think, you know, I can leave it. There's a couple more small things, but I think I can leave it at that.
Well, you know, the outdoor recreation economy, when we think of like the major pillars in New Mexico of tourism and we think about film and we think, mm-hmm. I mean, outdoor economy is right up there. I mean, it's just one of those. New Mexico is known for our vistas. We're known for our clean environment and mm-hmm. People wanting to come to take advantage. Locals and visitors alike to take advantage of what we have for outdoor recreation is right up there. And so having this meetup there at the Geneva Chavez Community Center on December 12th is a great, great opportunity for this quarterly meetup. Definitely, it's going to be a great time. One of the businesses that you recently profiled is Bobby J's. And so,
that's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, great, great opportunity. Excellent. Anything else that we want to share with our listeners today before we?
Oh, okay. I flipped the page in my little notebook here. There's a lot of different holiday gatherings, and there's more coming, of course, in the new year. But I'll highlight two different events that are coming from communities that we're a part of. So one is the Santa Fe tech sort of developer AI community. They're teaming up for a, not a party exactly, but really a networking event meetup that's taking place on December 17th from about 6 to 8 o'clock or so. I think they still need to finalize the venue. There's also Make Santa Fe has their holiday party and gathering. They'll be showing off some of the work that's been happening there. Just amazing stuff that they're doing. And that's on December 21st. And that's from 5 to 8 p.m. Just one of the bright spots, one of the places we love here in town.
And I'd love to add and wrap up as we enter into the holiday season, it's here, and really encourage people to shop local and to support our small businesses.
Right.
Those dollars that we're spending in our local economy go a lot further than they do when you're shopping on Amazon and leaving our city. So really encourage folks to get out there and make a point to support our many, many incredibly diverse, unique shop owners. And we're also doing a push, too, to remind folks that during the construction on Guadalupe Street, there's some fantastic businesses down there. Go give them some love, because it is a challenge sometimes navigating some of the construction. Going to be a great project, but right now, just want to remind folks that they are open, and get out there and shop the city different.
Right. One business that's has a little construction as well in the Midtown area is Santa Fe Kia. And they've been on the radio with us, letting people know about that as well. But when we think of like shop, they're a local family as well. And I love your remarks on that, Johanna, to really think of our local businesses here. So that's a great thing. All right. Well, Johanna and Erica, you know, it's always a pleasure and honor to be visiting with you on Open for Business. And, you know, look forward to visiting with you in the new year.
Thank you so much, Esteban, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, happy holidays. It's such a great month. I think it's a good time to celebrate the gifts that we have as a city and as a community. So, and thank you for you bringing all this together as well.
Oh, no worries. Happy holidays to your families as well.